Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studios. I'm your host, CJ.
Yes, sir.
It's our host, Catches.
What's up?
And our other host, Grant.
Gang. Our social medias, for those who don't know, our Twitter is Studio... I get this shit wrong every time. Studio Struggle. My Instagram is Struggle_Studio. TikTok, Struggle Studio. YouTube channel, Struggle Studio. We also have a gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. We all have a, miss something? That's about it, isn't it? What else?
We missed Instagram.
I said that.
Struggle Studio _?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh.
Damn, guys, come on. And, you know, let's get into it.
Yes, sir, bro. Mm-hmm. Now, probably the most, you know, hard-hitting news of the week, probably, you know, hit me like a slap in the face, bro, was the Oscars last night, man.
Don't say like watch the guesses.
Yeah, I did not watch that shit. I was asleep. Turned over my bed. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night. But apparently, you know, Oscars were going on as normal, you know, corny jokes. I did hear that it was better than last year's Oscars for some reason. But anyway, you know, that's why all the elites go and pretty much give themselves their awards they may or may not deserve. So it got down to, like, I guess it was, like, the best documentary. And one of the former co-hosts of the Oscars, Chris Rock, legendary comedian. See, you might know him as the zebra from Madagascar. he was, you know, doing this co-host thing.
Why do you mean black people pets animals?
I don't know. But it don't count because, you know, that's Madagascar. Everybody's animal.
What about Donkey?
Eddie Murphy killed that role, bro.
Yeah, he did. Zonky!
Zonky. So, you know, he was giving out the speech, but before you give out the speech, you gotta, you know, make a little corny jokes. But, you know, he's going on a list. I forgot what he said about Will, but he went to Jada, you know, and taking him by herself, and told her, he said, I love you, but I can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2, which I guess is an old movie about, like, a
I've never heard that movie.
Yeah, it's old movie about a female soldier. She, you know, she's obviously in the military, so she shaved her hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Jada's bald. And guess who didn't take the client for that, bro? He walked up on stage, live TV, and smacked the fire out of him, all right? Slapped the buck off of him, bro. Had him forgetting the category.
Stop sucking his cheek, bro. You know that shit hurt, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hurt his pride in the cheek.
It hurt somebody. Said, dang, I know it's hard for him not to rub his face on my TV, bro. But, I don't know. A lot of people were making it, like a huge, like,
Wait, okay. At first, I thought it was fake.
Me? Yeah, I thought it was fake, too. When I first seen it, I was like, it's like a fake theme.
Even looking at it right now, like, knowing that's real, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's still a fake. It's slightly a fake, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't connect.
Yeah, no, it like connected, but it like one of those like movie slaps, like.
It like a roll with it, like it touched your face a little bit, but you roll with it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we started, because apparently when it was live on the Oscars, he slapped him, you know, did a little smile and walked back to the his seat, and
cussed him out. He didn't walk back then again.
Yeah, but on the live thing, they like paused the audio for a second.
They muted it. I thought.
Then they muted it, but. They weren't fast enough to stop the, like, the international, like, recording of it. So yeah. That's how we got the full audio. And, like, he was like, bro, it was just a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife in your fucking mouth.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like, are trying to make it seem like... I really don't think it was, like, in good guys or bad guys in the situation, you know? I don't think that, like, that... Will Smith was like some kind of madman, and like this is like the worst thing that ever happened to comedy because he went and slapped a comedian. Mm-hmm. I also don't think that Chris Rock was trying to like be like as mean as he could have been, you know.
If you watch the clip, like at first Will was laughing, you know.
Yeah, but you ever laugh at something and you looked over and you saw that?
Yeah, you seen Jada's pissed off.
Yeah, you ever laugh at something and you see look over at a girl or somebody else and you see they ain't laughing either. You're like, oh shit, I mean,
not yeah, she's pissed off. Since you heard it, she ain't laughing at all. Yeah,
because I think. I don't think I know. She has what's called like alopecia.
I didn't know that though. I didn't know that until today.
I remember hearing something about a little while ago, but it kind of like flew on radar because I didn't really care that much.
Yeah, but she's like that person she go bar regardless.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and you know that could be a simple. What do I mean?
like she gave that energy. You know what I mean?
Huh?
She gave the energy that she would go bald. Like she went bald. I would have never known. Like, mm-hmm. like I it seemed like something she would do.
Yeah, but you know, a lot, especially like in a black culture, like your hair is like it's like an important thing. So obviously, it probably hurt her in a way that Chris Rock wasn't expecting. And I heard from Charlamagne, he guess he's friends with Chris Rock. Chris Rock did not know that she had alopecia, so. He's made the joke just like an easy joke, like an he's off the cuff joke, thinking it was lighthearted, and it was not lighthearted. But first of all, I thought it was fake at first.
Yeah, so did I.
But the memes went crazy, ain't gonna lie. And it just the way he slapped him was hilarious, ain't gonna lie. Like the way he walked up there casually.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Like, he did a walk because it was so like non-aggressive.
Yeah, like it's like. It's like he was in a role. Like it's like a movie, bro. Like, he walked over there non-aggressively, passively, and it was a little speed walk. I don't know how far it is from the seat from the stage, but it was like clean little walk. No security came to stop them. Slapped the fire at him and sat back. And I think he like dressed his suit, went back down and sat down like it was like nothing happened. So I mean, don't mess with Will, bro. We've been getting like the butt of jokes for like the past like
People been playing Will's name for a while. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, but like, I don't know why he became target out of nowhere. Well, it's kind of my fault, but.
Yeah, it's kind of her fault. I see memes where like, it's like show people laughing. It's like, when if Chris Rock would have said a joke about Will, they'd be laughing.
Yeah, I'm saying. I bet that would have been it.
Yeah, but like you said, you don't really know like, what people are going through in their house and all that stuff like that. But, I don't know. I just.
If you're in a situation, what would you do?
If I'm Will's situation?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the joke. Like
same joke, same type of joke. Okay.
Where like I knew like it probably hurt my heart feeling.
Yeah.
I think you got to do something. You got to say something. Maybe I won't go up and slap him, but maybe I'll be like even if it's afterwards or even during I would have said something. You know.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, slapping someone in the Oscars would have got the job. Like was necessary, but at the same time you can't. Sure, you can't tell someone how to react to like defending their wife's honor or something like that. You know, it just is a funny situation overall. I don't like the whole like Will Smith is a thug. He's embarrassed at like the Oscars. He should be ashamed. He takes the Oscars back and all that stuff because he went on to win the best actor best actual award afterwards. But
damn,
it just like I don't know. Like I don't blame Chris Rock. Chris Rock's a freaking comedian. Mm-hmm. I don't think the joke was that bad, you know. But
yeah,
especially that he didn't know what was going on, and he could not only defend himself like physically, he could have fired back with some jokes, bro, and it would have made it like even worse for Will. Like
I don't think he wanted to freaking beef with Will.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to beef either. Like, I like the way he kind of like even though he couldn't really remember the category, he got such a heart, but I like how he didn't make the whole moment about that. You know, he kind of like still let the person get their shine, the documentary, get their shine. I don't know who it was, but
I know it'd be awkward as fuck going on stage after that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fake until I seen like clips of like Dizelle and Tyler Perry like
kind of like consoling him.
Yeah,
ain't nobody shutting Chris, bro. Nobody shutting that nigga, bro.
So yeah, how you feel about slaps today, though? As a young nigga.
Dang. I feel like while the show's still going after that, like I agree with Will's actions, mm-hmm. You know, I'm not gonna let someone if I had a wife I don't know, mm-hmm. but if I had a wife, I wouldn't let them like talk to me, but I probably wouldn't go up on stage.
Don't listen to me.
I probably wouldn't go up on stage and slap them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously I would probably say something to them, but
now see, do you think he gave all his might in that slap, or was it like a warning slap?
I don't know. I might have to reanalyze the footage.
To me, it's like an elderly slap. Like okay, I look like an old man slapping a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's not a competition. It's not a competition to fight, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a more of a like a stop.
Yeah.
You know? Like
yeah,
that's yeah. it. That, like no more after that. No, I'm not gonna hit you again. You're not hitting me.
Yeah, like you know like when we used to mad at each other, like we like instead of like we won't full out punch each other, we'll quit to give a nice little stop playing with me, that slap, you know?
Yeah.
Like you don't wanna punch somebody and make them bleed and hurt them, but like you need to get the point across that you kinda like disrespecting me, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. It wasn't like a... Because he could easily bottle his fist up and punch him, you know? And that, yeah. That would have been different. I think Chris Rock would react differently to like a punch. That was like a little quick little smack, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they got some angles at that thing, bro. they got for love. Duh. Pow. Man, I think you're punching that shit like 3 times. That was crazy, bro. Do you think this is like... What's one of the talking points? Oh, this is a bad look for black people...
It's gonna die down pretty fast. Yeah. Like as a serious topic.
Yeah.
For me, it might live on for a while, but for again a serious thing, I don't think it'll be that much.
I think a lot of like upper class, like never been outside, like white people mm-hmm. are like kind of trying to make it seem bigger than what I think either them two even think it is. You know, mm-hmm. like they should take away his Oscar. They shouldn't even let him be up there. That he should be like in jail right now.
Like, that made no sense. Like, nigga, if he got the reward, then that's the reward, nigga. That's nothing what he just did.
Yeah, I mean, niggas get slapped every day. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I mean, every 5 seconds, somebody gets slapped in America.
See, bro. I seen a topic that I mean, or no, a narrative that's been going around. Mm. What was it? It was like what Will did was like broke mentality, you know, like broke mentality. Like rich people don't fight. Mm. How you feel about that?
I kind of agree a little bit. I agree that rich people don't fight that often. Just like, because you may have to, because what I'm mad about, I wipe my freaking tears with the...
No. Like, as in, like, rich people have way too much to lose to get in a violent or physical altercation, you know? It's more like poor people who don't have shit to lose to fight. That's what I'm saying.
I disagree. I think once you get rich, there's less things worth fighting over, you know? It's less things that really bother you because, like, what can this person really do to shut me? I got more money than them. But, like, when it comes to, like, your family and stuff like that, I don't think that ever should go away. So, like, you want to defend your wife or defend your, like I don't know. If somebody went up and punched... Oh, wait, Jeff Bezos doesn't have a wife anymore. But, like, punched Jeff Bezos, like, significant other, I'm sure he would defend them. Like, damn, too rich to do this, you know? Or if he have his goonies do it. With
permission. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think that. I didn't see somebody with a horrible take. And he may have horrible hits for a minute, bro. Ethan Klein, he was like, if you're willing to defend your wife for violence, then you'll probably like argue with her for violence as well. Like, he pretty much implying that Will Smith is like probably beater or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, there's no correlation between like defending someone that you care about and then being mad at that person or being mad in general that you want to like. Everything you do is a resort to violence, you know? I think they both show a lot of restraint. To be honest, like, a lot of them, because nobody's there to stop them, really. No security ran up there and stopped them. Like, Chris Rock could have returned fire. Will Smith could have more than just punch him, you know? I mean, slap him. He could have close fist him, punch him more times than once. Like, it was like a quick little, you know, heat of the moment thing. I obviously think Will's probably going through something, probably tired of all the jokes. I don't think that really was like the main issue. I think that's just like the final like icing on the cake. But yeah. Were you like?
Well, I think it was the first time like he's ever had like blatant right in his face. You know,
yeah.
Like I don't think it was like a boiling point type thing.
Yeah, most of the jokes mm-hmm. are like online.
Yeah, it's always like a delayed effect. You know, like mm-hmm. it's a documentary or not documentary or it's like some pre-recorded. You know,
yeah.
It's never mm-hmm. like. That shit's like right from face, you know. Yeah. Like the joke's never in front of his face. Mm-hmm. It's always something that comes after. So
yeah.
That happened right there, and I feel like he's like, okay, now I finally responded to this shit. Mm-hmm. Nip right in the butt.
Yeah,
type of shit.
One thing I do feel bad for, I don't really feel bad for either of them that much, but I do feel bad that that was his first Oscar, you know. That's like,
Chris Rock.
That was Will Smith's first Oscar. Mm-hmm. So that night is not gonna remember for like his first Oscar that he ever got. Mm-hmm. It's gonna remember because he slapped the taste out of like Chris Rock's. I don't know, man. It just, I thought it was hilarious, but at the same time, only way I was disappointed was just like, dang, that's like those like two legends up there, you know? That's like two legendary people. Like, it's funny for in the short term, and long term, it's probably still be funny. But it's like
I already know. In a couple of weeks, they can make jokes about it, bro. Yeah. Them together,
yeah. Maybe like, I don't know why together.
I think they would.
I know Chris Rock can make jokes about it though.
But I can see them squashing that like that, bro. Because I don't know Will personally, but. This is what he showed over social media or entertainment. Like mm-hmm. he don't seem that person to hold grudges or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe put it in his book why he did it.
Maybe.
And maybe it's a good thing that Kanye wasn't Kanye was his kid for the Oscars. He's been for the Oscars.
What?
He was supposed to be at Oscar, but they told him he couldn't come.
Oh, damn.
I think because he's like kept threatening like Pete Davis and all that stuff.
Pete Davis in there?
I don't know if Skeet was there.
Oh, yeah, Skeet was there. But, man, wow, we were talking about why he fucking slapped that nigga, bro. We talking about why the fuck Fortnite took away building, bro.
Let me tell you,
bro. Why the fuck?
Who was in there cooking up this season, bro? Had the best idea of all time, bro. Take the sweats out the game, bro. Take him out, nigga. No one want to see your ass, bro. Get the guns and give them run the ones, bro. That's what I say, bro. If you can't build, they gave you a little, you know, high behind shit, you know, counter, you know, climb up shit, clamber, whatever it's called. They gave you the cool little sprint. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
They need to get rid of.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. This is the most fun I had in a long time on Fortnite, bro.
All I'm about to say is, why am I playing Fortnite if I can't build? Thank why you, I just DJ. Play Call of Duty?
Go in arena. Go in arena, niggas.
No, bro, that's not Fortnite. I don't get why niggas keep saying what you're saying right now, bro.
Go in arena.
Arena is a sweat of the sweat, bro. Mm-hmm. Fortnite, our normal casual match, is normal people. Mm-hmm. Then it sweats. Like you get sweatier.
Okay.
As arena is like the first one you fight is gonna be a build mats to the freaking mats sky limit. Mm-hmm. You can use all your fucking mats. Like, bro, that's not what I want to play. Fortnite. I want to play. Obviously, I know it's not permanent. Okay, but the fact that people are even trying to have this argument of like, we should get rid of building permanently. What the fuck are you talking about? It's literally called Fortnite, bro. Mm-hmm. That is what the game has been based on all these years since season one. It's been building, bro. It's never been not been building. Mm-hmm. So them picking that out. Permanently, it's just stupid, bro. That's why you're playing the game. That's like, for those who don't know, there's a fighting game called Dragon Fighters, okay? It's Dragon Ball Z characters. That's like taking all Dragon Ball Z characters out and just leaving the game, you know? Mm-hmm. With new characters. Like people are going to leave, you know? I'm not playing that game anymore if it's my Dragon Ball characters not in there.
I don't know. For the most part, I mean, every poll I've seen, obviously polls are always like jaded. They're always like what you're feeling right now compared to like what's actually going to happen. Everyone, all the polls are saying that people like no building more than building. Because I got to say, if we were to split the Fortnite community, I would say like a good 80% of people are people like me who are like, they're okay, not that good, especially when kind of building. Like shootings, it's all right. Building is all right. And then there's a 10% of people that like, when you see them, they're building they're building the freaking Eiffel Tower, bro. They're building the Statue of Liberty on your ass, bro. You shoot one time. And like, for like a casual player like me, it kind of makes you not even want to like, like play that much, like you gotta kind of be in the mood because like I don't want to freaking see the soccer skin and you know you about to get into, bro. You know you about to freaking start building the freaking house cars, bro. Like that's what the main argument is. People don't like sweats in any game.
I agree. I don't like sweats either.
And I feel like Fortnite's skill gap between like you know every game has like a skill gap, but it's usually like a cap that reaches. Like some games like the skill gap is high, but like even if you're casual, you still stand a chance. Fortnite, I think the skill gap is so high compared to the newer player that like you almost don't stand a chance unless you freaking like grind, which is any game. But I felt the grind time is longer than most games of Fortnite, so I think that's why a lot of people are like, "Oh man, I'm not a huge fan of building," and I kind of agree, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree.
I feel like Fortnite, yes, to be the best Fortnite player, you need to be good at building, but it's all about strategy, bro. It's all about the way you're going to play. It's just about building crazy. If you think you building crazy is going to make you better than somebody else, that's not the case. Because at the end of the day, it's about aiming. Okay, it's about aiming. Think about what they're going to do. Are they going to build stupid high that I can just build them down or knock them down? Because all that shit they just did, no reason, you know? Because for me, I'm not the best builder, you know? But I think I'm like right in the middle, you know? Like, I'm not garbage at the game, but I'm not god tier at the game, you know? Like, I can handle my own in a couple situations, but sometimes I'm getting immediately folded, you know? And for them picking away, building away, and only leaving the arena, it's like I'm pitting a class that I'm not in, you know? And then, I'm playing permanent, no building, I don't play that game no more, you know? Like, I really haven't played that season. I haven't bought a battle pass, you know? Because I'm not even trying to support this, you know? No building. Because to me, it's just not my game. It's not the game I've played for years and years and years. I know it's temporary, but the fact that it's in a, like, that might be a possibility that it might be permanent in some way, you know? I just don't understand, you know? Like, unless it's a separate mode.
Do you think y'all are the majority or the minority?
Wait, like people want building back?
Yeah.
I think I feel like we're a majority. You know, I just feel like the minority is louder.
Louder.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna see. Cause I think Bill will come back. I think tomorrow. So I think we're gonna see. If Fortnite is smart, and that so far they've been smart. They should release the no builder mode and the builder mode, and they're gonna look at the statistics on seeing who really is about the life about the no building life, and who really just was just kind of like being on the bandwagon. If more people go to like the no building side, I think we're gonna see like some. We're gonna see a lot of map changes. It'd be more like POIs where like you like builders and shit. Like it'd be stuff.
I'm saying like next thing you know, they're gonna add like no breaking buildings, that type of shit.
Yeah, well, it's already longer to destroy stuff. In the no builder mode,
it does.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because
I don't break shit. Yes, yeah.
But yeah, it takes longer to like stuff to break and all that stuff.
It's just like pointless. Like, why the fuck I got a pickaxe for?
Yeah. I understand that. It may not turn into like a melee thing, but I can see it becoming like its own thing. I can see it becoming like only time you really have to be with the builders is if like for events and shit like that.
I'm saying if buildings comes back like normal mode and then no building, it's gonna die.
You think so?
Yes, it's gonna die. Because like, that's just not the game. That's not the game. Like, no matter what you say for a week, yeah, everybody was like, oh my God, no building. But it just gets boring. It becomes every other game, you know? Mm-hmm. To me, the fact that Fortnite has building, it's like almost every match is different, you know? Because you're literally building your own arenas, you know? Like, you're building your own settings. You're like every fight it can be different, you know? Mm-hmm. To me, in like Warzone, it's like, yeah, it's better teams, worse teams, but it's still the same scenarios, give or take, you know? Mm-hmm. Someone got high ground on this mountain that you can't, they're trying to get up. It's like same thing over again, but with building, you got traps. Like I can't use my traps. I can't use launch pads. Mm-hmm. I can't use you know all that shit. You know like I just makes it feel like it just numbs the game a little bit. Like it makes it a little more boring and more basic. Yeah. Like the reason Fortnite was so popped out so crazy because like you've never seen it before. You never seen a game where you just build anytime. And this might be a personal take of mine. I don't like. A lot, like, main thing I don't like about shooting games like Warzone and PUBG and H1Z1 and Apex.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not Apex, because Apex is a little more crazy, you know. I feel like it's almost first person who sees somebody wins, you know, almost. Mm-hmm. Like if I see you first, I'm gonna lizard you. I'm gonna win, you know. If you see me first, you can win. With Fortnite, I feel like you see me first, you shoot me, you mess up even a little bit, I can make it like even fight now, you know? Mm. Like it's 1-on-1 now. We both got our own playing fields, now we're gonna fight, you know?
Mm.
But like I feel like a lot of Warzone shit is mostly about being getting snuck, you know?
Yeah.
You get snuck and then you pray that you find out some crazy IQ or some crazy strategy. You see the weakest link and you can sort it out, you know?
Yeah.
But I just feel like Fortnite just has its own feeling to me.
Okay, so are you guys familiar with Cypher PK?
Yeah. Okay.
He's a Fortnite.
Yeah, he's like a Fortnite corner creator. Yeah.
I'm sure that's not the only thing he plays, but like
that's what he's known for. Come on, yeah, now. Keep it sack.
That is a big game right now.
Okay.
He came up with this concept. I don't know if he even came up with it, but I saw the concept from him. He's like, okay, if people like less no building more than like building, they obviously this is a brand, they can't take the force out of Fortnite. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
They said what they could do though is make it with like almost like a preset like cooldown type thing. Like you get the mats, right? Mm. And like instead of like building shit, say you like you want a ramp or you want like a I'm call it a house, but you want the little cone and the four walls, right? Mm. You press the button and it builds it automatically, and then it's like a 10-second countdown.
No,
that's like a it does sound
that sounds
it does sound bad, but like I guess
the only way I would be pissed off, but I would grow. It's got to grow with me.
Mm-hmm.
Is if they made the you know the blueprint thing you pick up to build, you got to find it. You know, like that's it. Like that's the most I can endure without dropping the game. Like if they get anything else more cooldowns, make it a legendary that you can only build with gold. If the gold thing, I'm not playing the game no more. I'm sorry. I'm keeping a stack. I play it like every now and then, but nowhere near that battle pass again. Like. I'm out, bro. I'm sorry. That is not the game I want to play. Like, I'll just get good at Apex or some shit.
Yeah.
Or I'll wait for that fucking, you know that zombie game coming out? The zombie, the same thing, the Fortnite kind of like, seen it coming out and it stole the mechanics. The parkour vampire game.
Oh, yeah.
Battle Royale, yeah. Like, Blood Hunt, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just Fortnite now. Like, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. My dream is that they make it an event, nigga. Where the builder versus no builders, bro. And we just We'll just crush out by just sheer number alone.
If they had it unbalanced numbers, sheer that'd be number crazy. Alone. But yeah. I just don't see it. I don't see it lasting, you know. Because at the end of the day, Fortnite is so crazy because everybody play different, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I will say like only reason I'm convinced they're not probably gonna do it. Unless it'll take some tweaking. I'm sure the team is huge, but like there's like stuff you can't even do without being like there's some of the riffs I gotta take.
I can't play last night.
No, like
oh,
actually I did play last night, but I couldn't reach it. Like it's like oh, I'm kind of weird. Like you know, but I will say I've been enjoying it no bidding, bro. Maybe it's the break from the sweats, or just seeing sweats like trying to run around and be all like you know sweaty and they ain't nowhere to hide. You just
laying around. I feel that too because I enjoy it in some senses because mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. I feel like some companies became more viable, you know, like something like the Ranger. Okay, to me it's awful on what building because it's too so slow. It doesn't do much damage, but with no building, you it's like a viable gun. You know, it's not just completely useless.
Yeah, I do think like right now we're getting all nerdy talk about the jump shot gun right now is super like to me it's super strong.
It's unbeatable.
With building, I don't think it's good, will be as good.
It's gonna be garbage. I'm telling you, it's gonna be garbage because we had it before. It's not a new gun.
Yeah. I don't think it was with the building.
Yeah. That's what I feel. So, yeah, anything you want to say before we wrap it up? Before that wrap the topic up?
All I'm saying is Fortnite minus building is just night. That's it.
Make it go night. let's talk about somebody that put you night today. Put you to sleep today. I know we related to the bandwagon, you know. I've been waiting for this game for a while.
It's only been out for a month.
Yeah. But we finally got our hands on it, man. Elder Ring, CJ. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take first takes today.
All right, my first takes is
for play. How long we played? We probably played like 20 hours, 23 hours.
Something I think like we played for like more than a day, more like 24 hours. Night game came out plus.
I hadn't seen CJ leave his room, bro. I said, what the hell?
me and CJ played for like 12 hours almost straight, something like that.
Yeah, like almost.
It was disgusting, bro. Disgusting. But to me, I enjoy every last minute, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Maybe you go see it. Give me first take.
All right. So, I don't know what to talk about first. First of all, for what I realized from this game, it's beautiful. That's all I'm about to say. You know, it's an expansive world. Yeah. It has good art, okay?
Yeah. It definitely feels like. A breath of fresh air to me.
I'm about to say, you better not fucking say it, bro.
What?
Not want to hear a breath of wild. No time to this podcast.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first stepped out of that cemetery, bro.
I got that. I look at that feeling too.
Saw some grass. Oh shit. It's kind of breath of wild. All
right. But let's get to the main thing that I think everybody wants to talk about: combat. You know, it's difficult. Like. And there's no other word to describe it. It's difficult.
Yep.
And you got to play it to know, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Because I haven't played it yet. I think I'm going to get it eventually, but I don't know. Wait, the pace y'all playing, bro, if I get it, then I'm like, dang, they are too far ahead.
I would start up a little bit.
But,
like, I play some OP back in the back, though.
But, okay. When it comes to, like, combat fighting and stuff like that, I get it's hard because that's how Dark Souls games are. Sometimes I look at Dark Souls games, I wonder, is it hard because it feels unfinished, or is it hard because the enemies are hard? Like, I feel like, damn, I'm kind of limited, like, if I can move a little better.
It's like a little bit of both, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it doesn't, I want to say, unfinished is the right word, okay? It's more of a, I say more realistic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like
could you, like, hit while rolling?
Yeah, think about it in a realistic way. Like, if you were really a knight, okay, you're not going to have this 50-pound sword in your hand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Swinging unlimitedly, bro. You're not finna do all the, you're not finna do front flips, double jumps,
yeah.
And then to slash downs. That's not realistic. Even though it's like it's a fantasy type game, it still has this base of like realism.
You're human.
Yeah. I'm not sure you're human. but you're not gonna jump off a cliff and survive type shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, a lot of times it's more of a, if I play this game right here. Like I said earlier, like CJ right now, CJ's doing like this little like challenge. If I'm going down this tomb, okay, this temple, okay, basically some Temple Run shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you play Mario with the same challenge, we use Mario mechanics. This shit's easy as fuck. Mm-hmm. But playing this game is hard as hell because it's like is more of a, it's more, you know, not stiffer. It's more like, I don't know, down to earth, you know? Yeah. It's more realistic, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. But for me, the only thing, only gripe I have about it so far is, I think I said it earlier. It's like the lack of animations, okay? Mm-hmm. It feels like, I've been playing for like 36 hours, something like that, okay? I feel like almost a loop. Okay, I find it's about the worlds. The world's enemies are changing, but I feel like I'm saying the same almost. Like, when it comes to, like, well, then again, I can't even say that, because I'm using the same sword. But, but yeah, I can't do the same enemies over and over again, but that's my only gripe.
Okay.
And the frame rate on PS4. The PS4 is pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I did see some FPS problems. But I saw, like, a bat, the CD was, like, trying to fight. You're, like, a freaking old PS2 game for a second.
Yeah. Even though I heard online, I guess, like, they kind of silenced it, because... online, it's like no word of it. Like people say it's good and everything, but at least from my experience, it's been stuttering. It's been like frame dropping. Especially with a lot of enemies at one time.
Yeah,
and you can't pause the game, can you?
And you cannot pause. Yeah, why did it add that? Okay, why did it add you can't pause the game? It's crazy to me, bro.
You don't have time to think, bro.
It's crazy. Like, and the fact that they add nerfs and buffs to stuff. Like, bro, I get like a PvP is a feature in it, but like. Niggas wanna play the game and wanna play it, bro. If they find them cheesy, they wanna use it, but you know, it is at the end of the day, like, I get why they wanna ruin the experience.
Yeah. Any maidens?
Bro. My maiden left me, bro.
Damn, maidenless.
Maidenless? No maidens? then another, like, not really about Elden Rings, really. It kinda is, but why do people complain about, like, difficulties in, like, games like Dark
games
Souls?
Games are made to be hard.
Yes, like, you bought it. You bought the game, knowing that it's gonna be hard, and the complaint is hard.
I don't understand that either. It's just not for you, nigga. Like, don't play it. I thought it was kind of a cool idea. They said it would be nice, and there's people who weren't complaining about difficulty. It would be nice to have a discovery. I forgot what they called it in Assassin's Creed. A mode where you can just kind of explore without having to fight people. You kind of like, oh shit, I'm gonna go over here. I don't want to fight.
But you don't earn it though. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
But that's
kind
of brutal, bro. Like
you don't deserve it.
Yeah, like some people just want to beat the story, right? Like some people just don't want to do side quests. But like, okay, I'm bored today. I kind of want to see what's over here. But I don't really want to fight the freaking ten-armed nigga with the sword in my hands to like get past this area, you know?
But
like,
that's the main.
I'm saying, like, why you get to see something that I had to work, sweat, and cry over to beat this boss, and you just walk over there and let's see what I get to see.
I don't know. I guess it could be kind of annoying with people like spoiling shit, like, oh, you just make it up, walk past here, or turn the server mode, walk over here. But, like, it's not, you don't respect it as much, but I can see somebody wanting to do that. Not like, oh, shit, the game should be, like, everybody should be like, one hit kill, I just want to fight like us freaking, you know, Dynasty Warriors. Like, I don't like that. Like, that's not what the game is. You shouldn't expect it to be that way.
And, okay, the multiplayer, I don't know why Souls is multiplayer like this. Why did it, I get it's like they want to be unique. And have the summons.
It's overcomplicated. I ain't gonna lie.
It's not complicated. If you don't read every last thing, you're not gonna figure it out. I'm up there.
Yeah. Me and Cedar had like pulled the YouTube video.
Yeah. Cause it's just so confusing, bro. It's so confusing. They word it so weirdly. Like
tarnished finger.
Yeah. All that stuff. And at least for us, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes some places, you know.
Yeah.
And like I think that's just the issue we had last night. Like we couldn't connect each other for like rest of the night because we just couldn't connect. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But when it does work, I think it works pretty good. To me, it feels, I don't feel watered down at all. Like, but minus the horse, I don't know why they made it so we can't ride a horse. I guess it's too overpowered to ride a horse and shit like that. But, other than that, me and Sushi have been almost playing the whole game together. Like, give or take a couple tiny little things. We're all playing the whole thing together. And, I can go wherever I want. I don't have no restrictions. Like, I don't feel like, you go too far. Get back over here. Yeah. At least I haven't seen that yet. Have you seen that?
No.
Like, to me, I feel like when I play Mr. J, of course I can't get the best of things because I'm helping, I can't get the best loots, you know. Mm-hmm. But, when he's helping me, you can't get the best things. But it still feels like enjoyable. It doesn't feel like I'm playing for no reason. It feels like I'm gaining something too. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, just experience points or, even just knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
But okay. To me, it's the W game, probably the best game I play. Or it is the best game I play this year. I'm playing.
You think it deserved to, something I think we're crying by this, it choked the life. Huh? Out of Horizon, like
oh my
release,
god,
bro.
Damn. I think Horizon pushed it back, bro.
Should have waited.
Should have pushed it back or pushed it earlier. They was dumb as fuck because
doubted it, bro. I doubted the hype for this game. I was like, ain't no way y'all decided for this game, bro. I doubted hype for it. I said it was gonna fail.
Hell no, bro. It is quite opposite. But, yeah, I don't know what Horizon thinking, bro. Horizon should have pushed shit back. Mm. It's a bad look. I really forgot about that game. He just mentioned it.
Yeah, so did I, bro.
I definitely push it back. But
somebody said one of the faults for Horizon was it was too good. It made you good.
Like, to me, I didn't say nothing bad about Horizon, but then again, I didn't say nothing good about it either. You know,
because niggas playing Elden Ring, they said Horizon maybe it's like too good. Like it's made too like what's the word for it when you make something like not cookie cutter, but like you kind of like
it's safe.
We've seen it before. Like, it works.
It's just, like, improved mechanics, yeah. Everything you've ever seen before. But yeah. it's not a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think wrong timing. I don't know what they were thinking.
Do you like the whole game telling you, like not telling you how many hours it will take to beat it, or, like not telling you to, like, okay, it could take, like, 8 hours to beat this, but, like, there's still, like, hundreds more hours just exploring. You like the idea of the game, or you kind of, like, know what you're getting into?
For me... It depends. If I'm down bad, okay, like money wise, mm-hmm. I want to know like what I spend my money on. Like am I finna spend $60 to $70 on a game, and it's gonna be 20 hours, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is it gonna have multiplayer? Is it gonna have is it ranked, or is it gonna live longer than my $70 would give me something else? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would like to know. But if it's a game, how do I word this? Like, if it's a game that. Dang, bro, I swear I was going to say, you got it, bro.
Wait, what? So, I actually would not like to know. Because I like being surprised a little bit, you know, having a little bit of mystery in there. I mean, that's it, really.
Yeah, because I've seen, like, people, every time I turn to Elden Ring, it's like, oh, I found a new area over here that no one's seen. Oh, I found this. Oh, I went downstairs and I found this sword down here that no one's talking about. Like, I think that's a cool experience. I don't think a lot of games do it anymore. Like,
yeah, I agree. Like, it's like almost it's like almost fight games. Like, when you get a game, you get everything. You know, right in your face. But Elden Ring, bro, I ain't gonna spoil it for you today because you haven't done it yet, bro. Damn. But bro, it's some like last night. I almost had like a fucking I don't know. It's so hard to describe it, bro. It's been so long since I played a game like this that like I was speechless, bro. Like, I found something so crazy, like, so, like, it just, I, like, my mind is, like, bro, I had to pause the game, go up front, talk to my girlfriend, because she wasn't in the room, because I had no one to talk to, because she went to sleep with my dad, but I'm, like, bro, it is, like, I don't know, it's so hard to describe, like, it just feels so good to get a fresh breath of air, fresh breath of air, for a video game, man, like, just playing, I mean, it might just be me, because I'm playing, What?
Bro, we
playing
like pressure
breath
air.
Yeah,
he's just saying. That's a great idea. No one help me, bro. A breath of fresh air. Yeah, a breath of fresh air. I'm not going to stand up fucking link there to me, bro. Make sure I say it right, bro. A breath of fresh air from, I guess, I mean, it is just me again. Because all I just play is like fighting games.
Yeah.
Fighting games and the occasional battle royale.
Bro, we've Fortnite. Been on like the same... Like six or seven games.
Yeah, it's like
a while.
Like it feels good to find something that I know is going. Something I can invest my time in is worth it. You know that, like.
I not to cut you off, but like, they increased the price of the game, bro. I feel like if you can have a game like this, like a game that comes out, at least it don't have to be hardest Elden Ring, but at least the thing.
Give me a bang for every buck I spend.
It's like everyone gives you a bang for the buck, bro.
Yes, it really does.
If it's areas that people still figuring out, still finding out. Like, then they give you a bang for the buck, bro.
Yes.
And it made it impossible to burn through it. So you can't really, like, that's if some niggas will beat it, like, I forget how long.
I seen a nigga beat it 20 minutes.
Yeah. But, like, it's almost impossible to burn through. Like,
But, my early rating of the game, I give it a 4.8 out of 5, bro.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie. Fuck that. It's a fucking 10, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Damn. I give it a 10.
10?
I give it a
10 out of 5?
I give it a 10. I give it a 10.
10 out of 5 or 10 out of
10? 10 out of 10, bro.
Dang. That's
a crazy. 5 out of 5, but yes, bro.
That's crazy.
To be honest, bro, I might give it 10 out of 10 too, bro.
Dang. Y'all got. You ain't gonna lie, bro. Sorry, bro.
But like, because if it's not a 10, what is a 10, bro? Like, what is a 10?
I don't think it's this yet, man.
Like, if it's not a 10, I don't know what it is. Like, I tweak a little more mechanics. Yeah, I guess, but I don't know, man. I just feel like this game is like
for me right now. This game is checking off all the boxes. To be honest, I agree.
I have not got bored yet. Like,
have y'all faced a boss that like I know you're kind of just started. Cause I hate games where like you face a boss and it's kind of saying, like there's a little like almost no reason, no way I can beat this. Like not in a good way. It's almost like why the fuck is this shit like that hard? Like. like one hit kill me, like stupid shit, like stupid shit, like
for me,
like dang, I'm losing because I'm not good enough. I'm losing because shit's just broken.
It's a little both. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a little both of me. Especially we haven't been in that much. I'm sure gonna be some broken shit today, you know. But for me, for majority, it's just because I'm not good enough yet, or I haven't learned them yet.
Yeah.
Then I start complaining, but. There is occasional, like, I feel like the game is like kind of like
brutal.
Brutal, but it's like for the fight scenario right now, it's a giant boss in a tiny room, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. Like what do you expect? Like you can't see half the animation because it's like it's glitching to the wall, like the tails glitching to the wall.
But also I started to like learn his pattern.
Yeah. But it's still at the same time, it's still like if you had like different surroundings, mm-hmm. it would be easier to fight, you know. I feel like it's not my fault, you know. Like at the end of the day, it's not my fault that I can't see his movement because it's in a wall, because it's not realistic. But besides that, I think it's perfect, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I think it's perfect.
And I like what I got for you, because I'm not like freaking entering you guys. I ain't got shit yet. Are you guys of the mindset that a kill is a kill, bro? No matter how you got it. Like if it's a big boss and you somehow convince him to
push himself off,
yeah,
yes sir,
it was a kill. Yes, sir.
Cause they were dumb. They were doing the same thing. You see me having a hit, bro. Yeah. You see a nigga kicking nigga spamming y'all off. He fell to the death, bro. They don't give a fuck. So I don't give a fuck either, bro. I said that victory defeated. I'm good, bro.
I seen the first big boss you fought on the bridge. I forgot his name, like somebody.
Oh, like Maldric.
Yeah. Someone summoned like a giant like metal ball. And he just rolled down and killed them.
Bro, I seen niggas so OP, they learn Kamaha.
Bro, I seen somebody had like a metal suit and then spitting lava out of their mouth. Like, what in the world?
Bro, but I seen all that shit, bro. Yeah. I seen all that shit. And it's crazy how like everybody had their own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, I love that. Those be the best type of games.
Yeah.
But speaking of games, we got one more game topic, I think. Oh, yeah, okay. One Piece is getting a new game, bro. For those who don't know about anime, One Piece is a huge, one of the biggest animes, definitely the biggest manga of all time.
I see you over there, catching.
Goat Piece is coming out with a new JRPG. Is that what it is, basically?
Yeah.
It's not been decided yet.
I heard they hear RPG.
Yeah, it's definitely RPG, but I'm not sure if it's turn-based. It looks turn-based, but not really a lot to say about it. It's, to me, because it's mostly like cinematic, occasional gameplay, it looks... I know you guys are niggas, but look like Breath of the Wild, bro. But One Piece, bro. Low key. Besides the mechanics of the gameplay of combat, man.
To me, it looks like Dragon Quest.
So. Yeah. It did like Dragon Quest a little bit. And I heard the same people who made that Dragon Quest 11, that newest one.
I think so.
The one PS4 at least is making this One Piece game.
Mm-hmm.
For me, how I'm feeling about it right now, just looking at it, I'm looking like I might. Not cop, bro. Not too like it's like $1, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait for the next March. Whatever. It's always the March enemy sale.
I might go to see One Piece, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, damn, bro.
Allegedly.
You know, Steam for a discount.
From what I've seen so far, you know, I enjoy like JRPGs and RPGs, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So I might cop, you know, something maybe tie me over this. Probably C of non-games that we're gonna get
mm-hmm.
for the next couple months.
Yeah,
I just can't think. I can't think of a One Piece storyline that is original and having turn-based combat that make me want to play it. You know,
I don't know where you're getting this turn-based thing from.
Hmm?
I don't know where you're getting this turn-based thing from. I don't see why do they do that.
It looks turn-based. Like you literally see no game. You see him walking around, but when it comes to punching and shit, you see nothing but like specials. Are like animations. You didn't see no. You never seen him cancel anything. You never seen him roll or anything. Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't think they go that route. I don't think you anime niggas will like. I don't think they had much faith in y'all.
To me, I think it will be a good game for the people like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for me, it's not my cup of tea. And I don't think One Piece. I don't think of turn based. You know, like to me, I just think open world, and they look like an open world, right? But mm-hmm. I just can't see that, bro. I just can't see myself playing a turn based.
But didn't you play Persona? Persona,
yeah, but that's Persona. Like Persona has that swag. Like Persona has the swag, so much swag that I would stoop to a turn-based game to play. You know,
mm-hmm. stoop.
Yeah, what turn-based games do you play?
Hmm?
What are the turn-based games do you play?
I guess you're right.
Cause like Persona just had that much, they had that much swag and like charisma to make you want to play it. Even the music, the OSTs, just the style it has, it's like it makes you want to play it, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I didn't buy that game full sale. So, like,
yeah.
Even though I love One Piece, I honestly admit it doesn't do the same
thing. Well, I'm not a huge fan of Mid Piece.
Damn.
But I will say, what I've always been asking for a long time, especially for like the GOAT anime, Dragon Ball Z. When it comes to video games, I would love like more original storylines, and I think that's what they're doing with One Piece. So I'm like,
but I feel like One Piece is the only thing that one of the shows that don't need it, bro.
Yeah, I don't know One Piece story, bro. I don't really know it, but
One Piece don't need an original story. Unless it's like, let's be really good.
Mm-hmm.
They got so many arts, so many stuff they can do like mm-hmm. that hasn't been really like done well. But even when it comes to, like freaking what's that the Halloween place that the fat nigga, what was that called?
Thriller Bark.
Yeah, Thriller Bark. Like, I didn't see that done well at all, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like a Power Wars?
It's a Power Wars, but Power Wars don't do anything good without real, at least not story-wise. But, yeah, like, One Piece has so much room to go place to place that I feel like it could do original story.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Dragon Ball Z, y'all gotta cut that shit out, bro. Come on, y'all too grown for that.
Dang.
What did you say? You came out of the womb? Came out of the womb knowing the story. Of
that's
wild. You came out of the womb saying Galagun versus freaking Kaioken Goku.
Yeah, it's like you already know the story. We know the story already for like
yeah.
A lot of these anime games they'd be creating, bro.
CJ, if you could pick what kind of type of game this could be, what game would you want it to be?
I'd say probably open world. Like,
I mean, why open world? We know it's open world. So I'm talking about like more like mechanic wise. Like, let's get like good comparison. Like, what game you want to play? Like, if you play like a different game, or right, that feeling.
World Seeker, bro.
You want to play like World Seeker?
Mm-hmm. World
Seeker.
I'm saying though. World Seeker, but better. You know, World Seeker, but better.
Yeah, I like the idea of going World Seeker. If he doesn't know, World Seeker was a previous One Piece game that came out on consoles. It was basically, it was like a 3D shooter mixed with. Melee. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to see which one they put more effort into, because the shooter wasn't that good and the melee wasn't that good. But they both like okay, you know.
Yeah.
I would like more if they made a World Circle 2 with better mechanics, you know, than this a brand new it might be for me. I'm jumping off the boat just saying it's a turn based, but just like people saying that the same people made turn based game made this game right here, so it just seems like. Is the term is in me, but yeah, for me, I would like almost like Assassin's Creed type vibes.
Yeah,
but multiplayer, bro. You can't have a whole crew, even if it's not story mode, campaign multiplayer, which it should be. How you have a whole crew, but only you playing, bro? I can't. We talked about this earlier with the Harry Potter game coming out. Okay, you can't. I'm too old to have fake friends in a video game, bro. I can't bone with some fake nigga, bro. Like literally. But like I just can't do that, man. I'm sorry. I can't stand games like that. Like, you know, ooh, here's Sally. Go see her every day to increase your bond level. I hate shit like that, bro. Like, bro, I have real friends in real life, or I have brothers in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I just play with them, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's all I'm saying on that. But now we're going to the nerdy anime side, you know, if we wrap the podcast up. Let's talk about this Funimation deal that happened. That broke the anime world to me. Like, to me, I was not expecting this. For those that don't know, Funimation is basically getting Cell Final Form absorbed into Crunchyroll, from what I heard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means, like, exactly. Because for me, I still use Funimation, like, and it looks worse normal.
Yeah, they, like, slowly trying to wing out off of that, I think.
Is it going to be cheaper, or is it more expensive having
Crunchyroll? Are they going to, like, take Funimation, like, down? Like, stop?
Yes.
That's what they do?
Yeah, they're going to take it off. Because they want to split the audience up. They want it all in one spot.
Like I'm saying, is it going to just change the change pictures to Crunchyroll or Crunchyroll with the I'm still confused. It's like,
what does Crunchyroll? I mean, Funimation have that Crunchyroll doesn't. Like,
oh, Crunchyroll has last year.
Yeah, that's that. What does Funimation have that Crunchyroll does not? Like,
oh, Crunchyroll doesn't have really good dubs. I don't think Crunchyroll doesn't have that many dubs. Like, I think it's like now slowly like switching to more dub audience. But when I used to Crunchyroll, it'd be like just subs. That's it. Like, Starter Swoopin's fully subbed, no dub episodes, maybe like 10 episodes of dub, and the rest is just completely subbed.
Yeah.
So I think now they're pushing out every time Funimation drop, or Funimation get licensed, it's coming Crunchyroll. So So for me, that sounds amazing, like on paper. Yeah. But I'm not sure how it's gonna work out. How it's gonna work out in my pockets, you know, type shit.
I don't know if you want to talk about the price wise. I'm assuming it's gonna go up. Okay, everybody increasing the prices.
Yeah.
I will say, my experience with Funimation app is dirt, doodle, horrible, dick,
bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, it's bad.
That, bro, if I'm right, my PS4, if I didn't turn it off a certain way, it would like literally break. Like, yeah. I would restart my PS4, close the game, close the app.
I used to try to rewatch DBZ with my wife, and like we'll play the episode, and like it'll be frozen, but this audio still keep going. I'm like, what the hell, nigga? Like,
that's happened a couple times to me.
Yeah, like the audio still be going. Like,
something that happened recently, like when I was been watching season 5 of My Hero Academia, that shit was it. You know, Netflix or even YouTube, like when you skip forward, it'd be like a little picture of like what's going on.
Yeah,
it would stay on the episode from like 5 episodes ago.
Yeah,
so I'm hitting the thing over, yeah, and it's showing scenes from the last episode. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm on the wrong episode.
Yes, nigga.
I'm saying I would literally have to do time stamp. That's it. Like pray, like, okay, this one open ends.
Yeah,
and I see them like it's weird bugs that be going on. I don't know if you notice either, CJ. For me, sometimes they have the option to skip intros.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they just don't.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be the same episode. Like, I always watch an episode or something. Mm-hmm. That I could skip the intro, like, you know, on Netflix, like, when the show's going to start or something's going to come on. Yeah. You skip intro.
Well, I don't know. Some animes, like, they don't put the intro in the same spot every single time.
I'm talking about I watch the same episode, guesses.
Oh.
I would go to the same episode to make sure, like, wait, that's cool. I like that feature.
Yeah.
And they'd be going.
Yeah.
It's like a broken app, and, like, I'm like, bro, they're like, you're being on the company. Come on, man, do better.
I heard they're trying to kick the free Crunchyroll watchers off. Cause I remember when Crunchyroll first came out, bro.
Mm.
I used to watch it like, cause I was like just getting anime,
yeah.
And like it'd be good, but just have ads in it.
Yeah.
They kicking. Mm-hmm. They like trying to get rid of that whole ad program part. Like, not that.
So it's gonna be free, just no ads.
No, I think they like
it's gonna just be pay for.
No, you can still the app mode, but like, they're like making it where like new episodes come out like way later than the normal episodes, whatever it's called. Like, they were trying to force you to like pay for.
Yeah.
And apparently Crunchyroll started off as a pirate website.
Yeah, it did, I'm pretty sure.
Bro, RP kissed out of me, bro. RP, man.
But I do like the side of this, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's too hard to be an anime fan in 2022, bro. I'm sorry. It's so stupid that you got great shows over here, great shows over here, and you gotta
you gotta pay for both of them.
Yeah, like you got a fantastic show called Vinland Saga, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's only on Amazon Prime. Like, bro, for a nigga who watched anime, why the fuck you Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
CJ, when the last time you watched anime on Amazon Prime, CJ? I think last time I watched anything Amazon Prime was fucking Invincible, bro.
Yeah.
like it's so weird how they segregate certain shows. It's like they don't want anime to be big as mainstream. Cause I'm telling you, if there's a Netflix or Hulu for anime, boom, anime's time sin, bro. It, whenever the next second come out, like type of show, like the biggest buzz, mm-hmm. it's gonna be on the same type as before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like. I just wish they fixed that. So, but this is a good look seeing Funimation get collided to this. Now I hope Crunchyroll collides with fucking Amazon Prime with their animes and so forth. You know, Hulu with theirs.
I hope they freaking whatever. I don't want to hear no more freaking dang, the app just crashed. All these niggas watching that shit. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. I like a little bit. Cause it makes me feel like.
Like a community or something?
Yeah, it feels like a community. Because, like, you don't see it on Netflix.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's kind of why I watch Attack on Titan on Hulu, bro. I'm my own nigga on the watching it.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to get my ads, but...
Hey. Oh, hell no. I ain't watching Attack on Titan on no ads.
Yeah, really.
And fuck that.
They've been in worse spots for us.
Fuck bro. That.
Worst spot possible.
Oh, I mean! Hey, you just got Geico. Speaking of...
I'm not gonna agree. I feel that exactly after.
I bet it has, bro.
Got commercial and everything.
Bullets in all faces, bro.
They do the shitty thing where, like, they go to commercial break, you think, oh, shit, I can't wait the episode to come back up. And then the episode starts again.
Ending? I hate that, bro.
But then, I don't know, bro. I just happened to just sit through it, bro. I'm not even trying to, like, go to the next topic that quick, but, like, does Attack on Titan always have end credit scenes?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Cause one episode I sat past like the commercial. I was like, oh, it was a freaking post credit scene. I was like, what the road?
Yeah, I seen that.
I never watched the little previews in the episode. I just kind of like,
bro, that ain't too good for me to watch it. I'm sorry, bro. It's too good. I can't. The cliffhanger is too good for me to watch it, bro. Not to watch it, bro. But speaking of that, Titan, bro, we're closing in on a new dawn, bro. the end of the era, bro. The final episode of Attack on Titan is airing. I think they skipped a week. Mm-hmm. So it made me think that's going to be an hour long episode, hopefully, at least 40 minutes.
Yeah,
so. But the finale of Attack on Titan, how y'all feeling, bro? How y'all feeling? How you feeling about the episode that came out a couple days ago?
I didn't think it'll end this soon, bro.
That might have been the best episode of the season, not gonna lie. That might have been, if not best, it's my favorite episode.
It's definitely one of the best animated.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
It's one of my favorite
episodes. They definitely put them niggas in Jujutsu Kaisen and over there real quick.
Yeah.
And I love how everybody got their shine, bro. Everybody got their shine. They be Connie look fucking badass, bro. Connie was doing this fucking thing, bro. Yes.
Connie was doing too much sometimes. I think a lot. They all kind of do too much, bro. Like, not the dick ride the last episode, but why did Mikasa go so hard like that? We're supposed to be friends. She's like, all right, we can't hesitate. All right, we're not hesitating, bro. I know Annie been killing niggas since she's a youngin', bro. So I swear to Annie.
Yeah, I swear to you. I thought Annie would have kind of like start feeling bad, but she's
spotting them like flies. She
turned her lights right back on, bro. Yep. Fucking niggas.
Yeah.
Fucking them scouts.
Yeah. But Mikasa was slicing niggas up. Left and right. She cut dude's head off.
Bro. I told CJ yesterday, bro. I'm like, why is Mikasa hitting Apex finishers, bro?
Exactly, bro. Shut the Apex finishers on his ass. She cut dude's heads off, right?
Kill cam, slow motion.
Kicks his headless body into his partner, bro. Ties them together with their own little rope.
The ODM gear, yeah.
And then she opens the little rocket.
Pulls a pin to the little rocket.
Yeah, spear.
And bathes in their blood. And then cutting out nervously, I am your friend! No, nigga. Mm. You're not their friend, bro. We can push you in the water. We can push you in the water, bro. But that's like giving up on the semi to the last episode of Tech Titan. I don't even know what to expect, bro. Mm. I still don't know what. Grant is telling me the era of the Titan. I didn't know if this nigga was just like a ghost or something. I was like, how do you find this nigga? He's flying around like as himself, but apparently a Titan walking around somewhere.
He's that giant thing.
What giant thing?
The giant skeleton?
You see the vertebrae coming out of his body, bro?
I just seen I thought it was just some weird, like...
You see the giant little fish bone thing crawling?
That's Aaron.
Oh, I don't know what...
Nigga had long hair. Nigga had long hair.
I didn't... Man, I didn't go back. I didn't see it. I seen the little...
You know every opening. You know the big old skeleton?
Yeah. I seen
that's
that.
That's Aaron.
Okay. I guess I must have missed it in person.
But yeah, we haven't seen his face since he turned to it, though.
Yeah.
So we don't know how going he is mentally. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he can be insane, bro. I'm thinking he can be insane.
Like, literally insane?
Like when they meet him, he'll be going insane. Like on some... I don't know. Who's that same character? I don't know. Like some Joker shit, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think Mikasa got the guts... Do what you gotta do, bro. I think if anybody can kill her, kill Aaron, it's gotta be her.
You think she's
gotta be her.
It gotta be her,
bro.
But the way they seem around, like, they keep asking her out of all people, like nigga, y'all kill
me. No, she asked, like, is she gonna stop me? Because she's still the
only one. Oh, yeah. You're right.
She's still the only one who's kind of like, still like. Well, maybe, I think after the campfire, they kind of settled it, but like, she's probably the only one who probably actually tried to stop everybody from doing it. So.
How you feel about that, though?
Her stop trying to stop people?
Yeah. Do you think Aaron is die for this?
It won't be realistic if he's still alive. It won't make sense for them.
Man, just be chilling.
For them to be able to talk him out of it, it'll make sense to me. Like I haven't read Among Us, I don't know, but it'll make sense to me. I'll be kind of disappointed if they talk him out of it. Like I think one way I want Aaron got kill them all, or they gotta kill Aaron, bro.
There's no happy end to this. Story,
yeah,
bro.
And apparently, like they said, like it's too late for most of them. Too late for like the
Oh yeah. I don't believe that.
You don't think they're already there stomping on them niggas, bro?
That'd be crazy.
On the YBN,
that'd be crazy to give all the Marlins, that they were?
Yeah.
All the Marlins off-screen deaths is crazy, bro. That's crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. Not even a glimpse of the demise. It's crazy to me, bro. Just words. They're dead. we're too late. That's crazy, bro. But, for me, the easy way is kill Aaron, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The easy story is them meeting Aaron, killing him. I think the better story is keep him alive somehow, him surviving somehow, change his ways, or maybe not change his ways. Aaron has not really had that conversation yet, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like he almost had it with the table with Mikasa and Armin and him, mm-hmm. but he wasn't listening, you know,
mm-hmm.
like. They need to be in an advantage of, we have the power now, but you need to listen to us, you know, at equal levels. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we can actually have some like dialogue, you know. Mm-hmm. He can see that or even not see, he can hear about what was happening with the general, mm-hmm. and his old teacher, you know, mm-hmm. dying to coming together. Okay, that's people that you say hate him. They literally call them devils.
Yeah.
Coming together with the person who trained him, almost like a role model to him. Mm-hmm. Coming together to kill themselves to stop him, you know.
Yeah.
Like Sasha dying is on him, you know. All this shit is on him technically, you know. Not never technically, but it's like what he's been doing is just he's not thinking of like, you know. He's not like looking at everyone. He's looking at this big picture, but he's looking at what's best for everyone else. But he's not listening at what everyone else want, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like he's a dad or something.
Sure, but I seen a meme. It was Aaron going back time telling Will Smith they're laughing at you. But
stand up, nigga. Yeah. Go take that shit.
It's what you want, Aaron. It's what you wanted. But bro, okay, who not making it through here, bro? There's no way.
Connie dead, bro.
Connie's dead, bro. Armor's not making it
through. I don't want Gene to die.
Reiner's not making it through. Who was that?
Actually, I don't think it'd be that crazy.
You think it'd be like a whole kumbaya, nobody dropping?
I don't think. No, I think Aaron. Aaron must gonna die. Aaron, maybe Connie. Cause I get that vibe, but Connie just bald head just flying off. Plus, let's check out a kid for no reason.
Oh, Falcon went off last episode too, bro.
Falcon might have one of the best looking transformations.
Yeah, that's what in the world,
nigga, look crazy.
I see them so fucking long. They stretch the sword out so long, which in a good way. Didn't when Aaron first transformed, did he try to kill his friends too?
Yeah, remember? Mm. He went crazy. He's talking about everything.
Okay.
Remember,
I think he majority tried to kill the Titans though. Like
no, he was destroying everything. Hmm? Remember they had a break in. They had a break in and like Aaron, stop. I think Army had stabbed into Aaron.
Oh, no, that was the second transformation.
Hmm? What?
Aaron transformed one time, mm-hmm. at the beginning.
Oh, I'm saying, but he still didn't control himself. He wasn't, he was just attacking shit, you know? Mm. Like,
I mean, he was attacking Titan specifically, though. Like,
I don't think so. I think it's more like, he only see the Titans, nigga, because they're big as fuck, you know? He's just angry, or he's just raged, you know? Yeah, it don't make sense for a second person to do more than the first, you know? I think that was a plot shit.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm sorry for this episode.
We're gonna talk about Flick?
Flock went off, bro. I mean, the whole lobby was after his ass, bro.
Nigga's playing squads. He's four versus one, bro.
Yeah, so they're pushing me. Bro, I don't know what Hand was thinking. But you better back up and go check on Levi real quick. I know what he's thinking. He's like,
where is Levi, bro? What is the point of keeping Levi alive if he's gonna be in the chair?
Because nigga like him. That's why he's still alive.
You think you're going to fight in this episode?
Unless he got some super healing powers. I don't say he's going to fight. Nigga can't even stand up.
I don't know. If him being immobilized the whole show, that's Mike got shit, like, bro, you might as kill him, bro.
Yeah.
Might as well kill them. Give him a better death, but kill him.
Levi can't die, bro. Levi has to go, bro.
Nah. So, wait, did you see how you think wrapping up?
I think it's wrapping up, alright. I think Aaron's dying. Mm-hmm. And I think at least one Marlene's dying. And one...
Gabby, bro.
Gabby, they're not killing the kid.
I don't think they're killing the kid.
I don't think they're killing the kid.
At least one Marlene.
What Marlene's is it?
Like,
Opatico?
He's not a Marlene.
What is he?
He's a black nigga.
Why are you black?
See, what Marlene they got killed? They can kill.
The Cart Titan? Her or
how she's still alive.
Oh yeah. Nickel
digger there. The fact that she can talk pissed me off.
That boy's the creepiest part, bro. Nasty as shit. You would you get me.
And one Paradise. Paradise. Paradise? Paradise person. Then die person.
Bro, I think y'all got the worship thing, bro. I think it'd be like freaking.
I think it'd be Slaughter. I don't think it'd be
Slaughter, bro.
I don't think it'd be Slaughter.
It'd be Slaughter.
Cause I don't see it. That's too edgy for me. From the wait the last episode to kill everybody off.
I think they have no choice but kill him.
Huh?
No choice. I think gonna like kill Armin.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm fine. I'm saying. I'm fine with him dying. I'm. That's not too edgy. But I'm saying killing everybody in the show, like some Kill la Kill shit. Like, yeah. Akuma got killed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think the writer's too smart for them to do some that lazy, just killing everybody. Like yes,
that's not what, everybody, but I think a lot of people are going to die, bro. Like,
more nigga, like, I mean, like, they made the main cast. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, nah.
You think Aaron's going to kill his, like, friends?
Yes. I don't think he, like, I don't even have the capacity to carry anymore.
I don't think so. No, he will not kill his friends.
What was stopping the Rumbler from killing them?
He would never intentionally kill them, I think. Because he remember the thing he said in the past, but then he went back. He said, he literally said, I want you to save the, what do you say?
Yeah, first Sasha, though.
He said, protect Armin and Mikasa. That's it. That's it. He ain't saying nobody in the world. That's it. Mikasa and Armin. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing is everybody died besides them three.
The main cast, the main three.
Main three. I would love that, bro. I love that, and then maybe Mikasa has to kill him. Mm-hmm. Has to kill him. It's just Mikasa and Armin. That's the best way that I think it'll go. That would leave impressing me for the rest of my life. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I hope it's good, but. I don't know. I said every time, but I feel like they fulfill me every time, bro. Yep. They pull it off every time.
CJ, I want you to know before we wrap this up that I was day one in Attack on Titan, bro. And I was bad. I said, Grant, you gotta watch Attack on Titan, bro. You gotta watch it. This nigga, I'm not watching this lame ass freaking Walking Dead ass.
All right. What are we talking about that? Season one was not crazy, bro. Season one was not that crazy. It was anime. Season one was anime, bro. Season two and three, that is when it went elite, bro. Yeah, am I wrong today?
She said it's fire from the start, bro.
It was good. Season one was good. Season two, especially season three, pit him at completely not touchable, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that wrong? Because season one was just main character wants to kill Titans. Then season two, it got deeper. Season three got deep as fuck. You got the whole Aaron speech. You got the whole Armin speech. Aaron speech. All that shit. The Beast Titan. I feel like it became way more broader, you know, instead of just Titans, you know. Mm. You got the Beast Titan talking and
but
shit.
But isn't that like the whole show, though? Like, season one was...
Castle was talking about season one. Mm. And I'm saying this show looked like booty, you know. And the fam is worse than My Hero, bro. Mm. No, I lied. I'm lying. It was not. But it was cringy as fuck. Everybody's wearing the fucking scout outfit.
Hoodie to school, bro.
The schools, yes, bro. I'm like...
Musty as hell. Like, bro, come on.
The shit's clean.
Take it off, bro.
I can't even go to the computer lab since my nigga playing the Tekken Knight game, bro.
Yeah.
Fight some naked niggas. What the fuck is this, bro? But, yeah, I was wrong. I admit that, though. But season one was not crazy, you know what I'm saying? Season one, it was really good, but it wasn't like... It didn't deserve the hype, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I was such a freaking weeb. Like, season one had ended, bro. And I was still in school. And I was like, dang. I kind of want to know how the story's starting. So I had to school order the mangas. I had to school order the next chapter.
All right, let's know. Well, let's end that chapter right here.
All right. Last word?
Last words.
All I'm about to say is this ending better hit like Will Smith.
Yes, if nigga watching YouTube, you better hit this like button like Will Smith, you know?
Yeah.
Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle. Fuck! What is it again?
Studio Struggles. Post on Twitter, bro.
Not on Twitter, bro.
You'll find it.
Go right at the beginning. We said it right. Yeah. Instagram, Studio Struggle, _. Today, Struggle Studio. Gaming Twitter, Struggle Studio Gaming. YouTube channel, Struggle Studio. We also on Spotify, all DSPs, everywhere, bro. If you want to see us, we everywhere, we there. Well, Apple Podcasts, you name it, we're there. I think you guys are watching me out.
Peace.
Yeah.